Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Liverpool turn their pre-season form around with a big 2-0 victory over Crystal Palace. This is the final whistle show. I'm joined by Chloe and by Steve for this one. Steve, I'm going to start with you, mate. Nice to get a little victory. It isn't about the results. It is about performances, moments and fitness.
Yep.
What was your player of the match?
Player of the match... probably for the first half alone, Harvey Elliott probably shades it. I thought he was involved in pretty much everything we did. The pullback for the Henderson goal was really good.
Yeah.
Showed up for the ball really well. Neat interplay with Oxlade-Chamberlain, who unfortunately went off injured. I'm gonna give it to him because from 70 minutes onwards when we made the last substitutions, the game didn't give us anything, did it?
No, not at all. I mean, I like that. I thought Harvey Elliott did really well. What did you make of his performance?
Yeah, I thought he was boss. Thought he was very intricate, really sharp in and around the area. He, you know, had a really good connection with Chamberlain down the right hand side, even Millie down the right hand side as well. I just thought he slotted in really well. He was in a really, really good team, and for him to be a standout even in pre-season, it says something about him. We've seen him, we know what he's about, we know he can do it, and he's just very exciting with the football at his feet.
Yeah, I'm just going to bring the first half team up on my laptop now, if that's okay, Tom. So we started with Adrian, Milner, Kanate, Matip, Chimikas, Henderson, Elliot, Jones, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Diaz, Firmino. Big talking point from the half, of course, Chloe. Oxlade-Chamberlain picking up that injury. He played really, really well up until that point, hadn't he? 43 minutes there or thereabouts.
Yeah, he was... really, really good. He seemed like he was everywhere, really fit, had some lovely touches. Those two touches to kill a ball dead and then pass it on to Elliot, where Elliot puts the ball wide, was incredible. And I think, you know, we've seen him and we know that he's a top quality player. We know he can come in and do stuff for us, but he needs a run of games. And yeah, he's finally got two games in a row, which, you know, were only pre-season, and he's gone down injured. And I wonder whether it was that shot that did it, because he looked fine running to the ball. It was a lovely through ball by Firmino. We ran onto it, and then after the shot, you saw him grimace. And I wonder whether he's done something when shooting. And it's absolutely gutting for him. It's gutting for Liverpool at the fact that he looked bright, but it's even more gotten for him because it seems like every time he starts to look a bit sharp, you know, look fairly back to himself, like he could actually be a vital part into this Liverpool side, definitely attacking from a midfield perspective. Another injury picked up, it must be so frustrating for him.
One of the things that was a big difference, Steve, between the first half side and the second half side for me was obviously, you know, we had Firmino up top in the first half, we had Darwin Nunes up top in the second half. We played down the right hand side, both halves, but we interacted with the number nine completely differently. You know, you think about Harvey Elliott and Oxlade-Chamberlain and Firmino, it was quick, it was a little round the corners thing. You think second half, yeah, there was Salah and obviously Carvalho on the left-hand side, but it was all in behind for Darwin Nunes. How do you think Klopp goes about evolving a team to play to Darwin Nunes' strengths? Are the players just good enough now, or does it need work on the training ground?
I think it's a bit of that that's needed, and also a bit of... he needs to learn to play with the players around him. So it's not necessarily changing what we do for him, because that's a big change. Bobby shows for the ball with his back to goal 20, 30 yards deep and brings other people into play. Nunes is trying to run onto the final ball. So that's a problem Manchester City are going to have with Haaland as well, and their big questions for both teams to answer. It will change the way we play. It will make us sometimes a bit more direct, which we need. But like you said in the commentary, we're still finding out about what suits him best. Where does he want it? There's a certain amount of frustration in him today because the final balls weren't finding him, and he's dead keen to score a goal to get his, in his own mind, his campaign off and running. It will be interesting to see. I said before when we spoke about this, I'd kind of like to see him get a bit closer maybe to someone like Diaz, because he favours coming off the left-hand side. So there's a bit of work to do there. This is like really, really early in his Liverpool career, so there's no reason for anyone to be sort of taking to Twitter saying, oh, he didn't score again today. That's shocking, because it's not. He's still finding his feet. We've done so much of the same thing for so many years. It's big cultural and tactical change for us to do something completely different to allow that guy to do what he does in our team, but it's needed. It's really interesting that both Klopp and Guardiola have gone out and bought more orthodox number nines
in the same summer.
Yeah. Is the sort of diminutive forwards, lots of angles, death by a thousand cuts, has that been read and understood by people, where you just negate the space and stop us using it, like we saw in the Champions League final, like Chelsea do to us quite well? Is it an evolution of tactics? And if it is, it might take till Christmas for this to work properly. And we might see, as Chloe said, we might see Bobby playing more games early on in the season while Nunes adjusts. And he comes on for the last half an hour when we've won games and you can afford to be a little bit more, take a few more risks in terms of trying to find him. You don't want to be doing that when you're 0-0. You can do that when you're 2-3 up. Mm. You can afford to play passes that don't work. So it's an interesting one for him. I'm not worried. I've seen enough of him when he came to Anfield against us. He absolutely turned up on that night and he tormented us. Got that in his locker. We've just got to find a way to make what we do right now and what he wants us to do, and a bit of vice versa. I think there's a coming together of minds that's still needed.
Yeah, Klopp said, didn't he, the other day, Chloe, some good quotes actually around this subject. I think I might actually have some of the quotes here because I prepared for this. In fact, yeah, I do. We don't want to change Darwin in a week or two or three, he told Neil Jones, friend of ours. Do I want Darwin to play like Bobby Firmino in the same position? No, not at all. It makes no sense. We have to adapt a bit around that, and it will be in the first Premier League game or the second or the third or the fourth. I couldn't care less. We can just work on it, and we will do. We will see in training how quickly that will go. This is what I like about it. It will be really interesting. So that's sort of summing up actually quite well what Steve's thoughts were. We don't want to change him. He's a striker that we bought for a fucking reason, but also there's got to be maybe give and take.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, you play to people's strengths, don't you? And Liverpool in the past have been known not to. I mean, don't want to compare anyone to Benteke, but if you put a ball into the box, like, for Benteke to attack, he's usually, that's his strength, heading a ball. Nunes and Firmino, different style players. One sits deep and one's on the shoulder. You could see it already in that game. The difference in positions that they take up on the football pitch. And it just needs a bit of adapting. It needs adapting to the runs. The runs he did today were brilliant, but the players around him didn't really know where they were
going.
Played
it to his right instead of his left. Exactly. And stuff like that, we saw, didn't we?
And that comes with time. And, you know, we know he's got the killer instinct at the end because of what he did at Anfield and what he's done in the Champions League last season. So it's a case of just bonding and gelling and the cohesion. I mean, that's what was so good about our front three after a while, was because they knew exactly where everyone else was going to be on that pitch. So Bobby Firmino could come deep and put one over in behind him because he knows one of the wide players are going to make that run. And now you've got someone who's always going to now be on the shoulder. And maybe it is a case of Nunes sometimes dropping a bit deep to give.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. they supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The defenders are something else to think about, and it leaves space where else for Carvalho or Diaz or whoever. And I think the other bonus of Darwin Núñez is heading is the fact that let's put one on in the box and let him go and attack that. If we're struggling to break a team down, we've got someone there tall who can go and win a header, go and do it.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a bit of getting used to him and him getting used to watch, which every single player needs. I mean, Diaz is the kind of player moulded to the position that we wanted for left wing. Darwin Núñez isn't a player that we've really had before, and it's really interesting. And you know, if Jürgen Klopp thinks he's excited and he looks really good, then I'm all for it. And if it takes a couple of times, that just means we need other players in those moments to step up.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I'm going to take a quick look at the second half team then, because in the second half team, it sort of started with Davies in goal for Adrian. We had Trent Alexander-Arnold, VDB, VVD, and Andy Robertson at the back with Fabinho, Keita, Thiago, Salah, Carvalho on that left-hand side, and Núñez. I'll come to you first on this one then, Chloe. Carvalho, he was a little bit exciting on that left-hand side, wasn't he? And again, you know, good little performance midweek against Manchester United, plays the centre midfield left-hand side, linked really quite well with Diaz over there. This time he plays on that left-hand side. Are you ready to make any concrete conclusions about where he's going to play?
Not really. I think also it's a case of he'll play wherever there's a place where we can rotate, to be honest. Just get him in for a couple of games, see what he can do. But both positions, he looks really silky on the ball. I think When I think of a Liverpool front three, I think of pace, and I'm not too sure Carvalho's got the pace I want in a front three. He's not got Diaz's pace, and that's what I want. But you could say the same for Jota. I don't think Jota's got the pace. That's why I like him up top better than I do on the wing. But he's so silky. Coutinho played off the left-hand side. Didn't have a lot of pace, but he was so silky on the ball. And Carvalho looks really silky. I think he has one saved in that second half by Gaeta. A really good strike, got some power behind it, good save. And that's him coming in from the left onto his right foot. So the left side of either a front three or midfield three, I'm absolutely sound with. I'm really excited to see him kick a ball about.
What about you, mate? Do you see anything you like there? Or is it just about getting minutes in his legs?
No, make some good points there. There's a lot of what Chloe said makes perfect sense, and it is about minutes. And again, it's similar to the Darwin Núñez thing. He seems to have settled in a bit quicker than Núñez, probably because he's more involved with the game, because we build up so intricately down the flanks. So he sees a lot of the ball, whereas what we kind of see with Núñez is him trying to latch onto a final ball. So I think for me, I see him as a really, really attack-minded midfielder as opposed to a left-sided front man. When Jota's fit, you've got obviously Diaz and Jota that can play left side. You've got Jota that can play through the centre with Núñez and Bobby. There's lots of options. I think sometimes with a double pivot, Carvalho might be the man that sits to the left but 20 yards further forward and is almost an additional body in the final third, because sometimes we just drill crosses into the box for sake of drilling crosses into the box. We don't get anything from it. So back to your point on let's throw a few in there for Núñez to try and get on the end of. I just think Carvalho gives us a number of options, but it's kind of like having a young Coutinho back in the team where you know he's just going to open up his body and go past someone. He's got skills, he's got tricks, he's got ability to beat people, and has proven last season, it doesn't matter if it was in the championship, he still scores goals and he links very well with people. So him and Elliot for me, because they are the future of the club in terms of young midfielders, and I do think Carvalho is a midfielder. Or interestingly, Klopp said when he gets some muscles, maybe he's a potential false nine. That'd be an interesting combination because you see a lot of his game where he's able to protect the ball like Bobby does. So he's started really, really well. We're 2 games in terms of pre-season, and he's given us something to think about in both of the games, and it's positive thoughts. Whereas at the moment, we're all kind of waiting for it to happen for Nunes, and don't know why, because it's 2 games and he didn't play all of the 2 games. So it's like half an hour here and half an hour there, and nobody should be forming any judgments right now. But Carvalho looks exciting, and for the remainder of the season, I'm going to watch that one with interest, because I think he's been under the radar, a cheap acquisition that could be a real star for years to come.
Yeah, I must admit, when you started talking about that sort of double pivot, but maybe with Carvalho more on that left-hand side, I started to think about that a little bit more and sort of flesh that out for myself more. I'm sure you already have. So you're looking at sort of maybe Fabinho with Hendo, with Carvalho on the left.
Or Thiago.
What I was then thinking is Fabinho, Thiago, and then you've got Elliot on the right-hand side, could play the same role on the other side, couldn't he? And it sort of started to make a little bit more sense to me then, which is quite interesting. Obviously, we know what Salah's going to give us, and he gave us a lot today. He looked exciting now on that right-hand side. He didn't look tired. He looked fresh. He was quick off it. But Trent Alexander-Arnold caught your eye, didn't he?
Yeah, 100%. I think within the first 2 minutes, he did 2 back heels, both leading to things that should have been goals. One of them did end up a goal. Darwin Nunes, unlucky to just swipe and miss the ball, really. But it wasn't even that. It was the shot that he took when he was in the middle of midfield. It reminded me of the one against Newcastle at home. I'm sorry, I'm giving you another moment to try and remember there, Chris.
I remember that one.
It was an absolute banger, and it reminded me of that. I think Trent with space in front of him, that's why he's so good at right back, because in midfield a lot of the time you are touch tight, you've always got someone who's about to close you down, where when you're a right back you're not really thought of as important or brilliant when in an attacking sense, and it leaves him a lot of space because of the midfield and the runs ahead of him, and you could see in that game there with Salah especially, there was just so much space for him, the nice little touches, his passing, we all know is incredible, and it feels like we do run out of, you know, words to even compliment him with anymore, because he's just that good. But yeah, he's got everything, and he seems more bulkier, he seems more fit out, and it's boss to see, and hopefully he can have another brilliant season.
Yeah, absolutely. And there you go. That wraps up the final whistle for this one. Thank you for joining us on the watch along. Of course, we'll be back next Thursday, I think it is, for RB Leipzig. That one's in Austria,
Wednesday,
isn't it?
Salzburg finished, is it?
Oh, have I missed a game?
Or is it Leipzig?
It says Leipzig on my calendar, and then Salzburg a week later on the 27th. Yeah, I've got Thursday the 21st on my calendar, RB Leipzig.
It's 27th,
looks like it's a 6:15 kickoff for that one. We'll be back for that, of course. But we'll be back, of course, next week. Check out what we will be doing all season long for you on the Watch Alongs now, and goodbye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.